pray for strength and pray for healing and anointing for their body. But it is good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Good to feel His holy presence. Trust and hope that you've had a wonderful week. Amen, in spite of the weather. Amen, it's just good to know the Lord. Reading from the book of 1 Peter this morning in the second chapter, I want to focus our attention on two verses, verse 9 and verse 10 this morning from the book of 1 Peter, the second chapter. Again, reading from 1 Peter chapter number 2, beginning with verse number 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Listen to that reading again. That ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness to His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Can we bow our heads in prayer? Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for your love, for your mercy, for your amazing grace. God, for the opportunity and the desire that you have given us to gather here this morning in this sanctuary for the purpose of glorifying and praising and lifting up your name. Father, we know that because He lives, we can face tomorrow. We know that because He lives, all fear is gone. We know that because He lives, there's not a problem or an issue out there that we cannot be victorious over. And Father, we thank you for that promise. We thank you, Lord, for the nearness of your Holy Spirit. I pray this morning, God, that you would just visit this sanctuary, God, with your anointed presence and your anointed power. Let it fall upon each and every one of us. Let it saturate our hearts, God, and our souls this morning, that we might be in one mind and one accord, receptive and submissive and obedient to your will and to your word. And Father, I ask you just to bless this vessel, anoint these lips of clay, God, just to speak that you would have us to hear. And we'll be so careful to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Give him one more hand clap of praise, if you will. Amen. There has been a topic on my heart this week concerning light. Or maybe more so, the absence of light. How many knows that there's darkness in this present world? There is an overwhelming darkness in this world. If I had a message topic or a title this morning, it would be His Marvelous Light. It's intriguing to know that the writer here in 1 Peter put that adjective with light, marvelous light, not just an ordinary light. I remember when, Brother Jim, you'll appreciate this, when they come out with LED lights. We thought we were living in a pretty illuminated world, didn't we? We thought we had a pretty good thing going with the incandescent light bulb, and certainly it's a long way from the lighted candles and the things in generations past. But then they came out with this LED, and it was even a more marvelous light than what we had been accustomed to. And I think about the people today who are trying to get along in this world today without the marvelous light. Now, I'm not talking about LED right now. I'm talking about JESUS. I'm talking about the true light of the world. And I shudder to think where I would be today. In fact, I know where I would be. I would be engrossed in darkness, in total darkness. How many knows there is a spiritual as well as a physical darkness in the land today? And I thought that many, many people are moving and operating in this darkness, completely unaware that they are in total darkness. Oh, a few days ago, I guess it may have been a week or two ago, I was driving at night, and I was going down this two lane, and
All of a sudden, I noticed in my rearview mirrors, and if you're not watching your mirrors, you need to. I mean, you need to watch all around you, but you just never know. And this Penny's got this thing in her car, and I was in her car. And it shows these little lights in your mirrors when an automobile or a vehicle is approaching. That's really, really good, because if you realize there's some blind spots in most vehicles, and you sometimes don't see that car that's approaching you on either side, it's really, really good on the interstate. But it has these little flashing lights that come up on the mirror to let you know that there is a vehicle within almost in touching distance of your automobile. So I did not see this car until the last moment, and I noticed that they did not have their headlights on, and it was dark enough that you needed to have your headlights on, and he was moving on very rapidly, you know, and we came to an intersection, we came to a traffic light, and he got in the turn lane, and I was trying to get his attention. I was trying to do everything. I didn't want to blow the horn. I didn't want to alarm the man, but I was trying to knock it on the window, roll the window down, and trying to get his attention to let him know that his lights was on, but he was in another world. I don't know if his radio on or if he was thinking about what he needed to do when he got home or something, but he'd made the turn, had his blinker on, and he turned, but his headlights were still not on. And I remember praying, Lord, please let other folks be able to see him, because he is driving in total darkness. Driving in total darkness. And this week, I did not really get the message from that, but I was reminded of that incident as God began to share with me the message of light and of his marvelous light. And first of all, I want us to understand that we are a chosen generation. Now, the word peculiar here actually means a special people, an anointed people. In one place, it's almost like we are the apple of his eye. We're set aside. One definition was, it doesn't mean weird, although sometimes we do seem to act pretty weird. We are a fanatic for Christ. How many is a fanatic for Christ this morning? Amen. I'm a fan for Jesus. Amen. I sometimes act kind of fanatically about it because I am a fan of his. But it doesn't really mean peculiar people in such that we're weird. It just means that we're set aside for the service of God, that we should show forth his praises of the one who has called us out of darkness. How many is thankful this morning that you have been called? First of all, that you realized, even before you was called, I think you had to realize, I had to realize that I was void of light. I had to realize that I was searching and groping in a very dark world. And what I mean, it's not the absence of the light there, it's the absence of the knowledge of Christ, the absence of the saving grace of Almighty God, and the mission performed that Jesus did on the cross of Calvary. You know, the people that attend church should never tire of hearing that Jesus died on the cross of Calvary for our sins, because that's what made light come into this world. But because before he died on the cross, there was total darkness and gross darkness in the world, and people were operating in the world and didn't even know that they were in darkness because there was void of that spiritual awakening. I remember the night that I asked Jesus to become Lord and Savior of my life, and I invited his spirit to come in. There was a revelation in my life. There was a transformation in my life. How many remembers the change that happened? You know, nobody can tell it like you can. I really can't tell how God saved you and what he did for you, but if you want to know what he did for me, I can certainly spend a long time telling you what he did for me. It was like when I got up out of my pew and I made my way down to that altar, it was like I was in focus. It was like it was tunnel vision. It was like all I could see was just that altar. I lost track of everybody who was in the congregation, and I got my mind off of what everybody else was doing, and I just knew that I needed to get to that altar, and I knew that I was walking in a long tunnel, and it was dark, and I was tired of this lifestyle, and I was tired of the misery and the pain. But let me tell you, when I really got down to business, business when I really dedicated my life to God and I opened up my heart's door and I asked Jesus Christ to come in to shed his precious blood upon my life. Can I tell you, it was like the light switch turned on. Amen. And I've been walking in his light ever since. I won't tell you that there hadn't been some dark days, and I won't tell you that there hadn't been some lonely times, but I will tell you, I've had the light with me ever since that night. Glory to God. I'm walking in his light. I'm operating in his light. That's the reason it doesn't concern me what's going on in the world today, because I know, amen, where my Savior is. I know where my hope is, and I'll always have the light of Christ with me. Hallelujah. But can I tell you that those who are walking in the darkness today seemingly do not realize it. And even more so disturbing, they've grown accustomed to the dark. And I'll take it a step further. Not only have they grown accustomed to the dark, but many desire the darkness as opposed to the light. Because in darkness, there's the attitude that you can do whatever you want to do. There is the mindset that nobody can tell me how to live my life. In the dark realm today, I believe it was Flip Wilson who started this. If it feels good, do it, or whatever. No, he started, the devil made me do it. But they had this saying, if it feels good, do it. That comes from darkness. It comes from darkness. How many knows, because of the Word of God, we got guidelines? Hello? How many knows, because of the Word of God, we got statutes and precepts and commandments, and to be obedient and to be submissive and to live holy and to live righteously. And the only way that we can do that is to walk in the light. Because without the light, we're none of that. There's no righteousness found in us except that that comes from the Holy Spirit. They're operating in darkness, and they're walking in darkness, and they're doing these things in darkness, and unaware. Many of them are unaware, just like this man was. He was totally unaware that his headlights were not on, and he was trying to get his attention. And I thought of that. How many times are we trying to get the attention of the world today? And hey, hold on, you're operating and you're moving in darkness, and you need to understand that you need to walk in the light. You need to accept the light. You need to come, amen, to the knowledge of Christ. But seemingly many are going down that road in darkness with their lights completely off, unaware. There was a song we sung this morning. I did not realize at the time when we first started our Sunday school class this morning, right before class, we sang a congregation number. And I turned to this number, and this says, I have found the way. And we haven't sang that in a while, and I thought that would be a good song to sing. And so we started to sing it, and as we were singing it, I sang the first verse over, because there was a lyric in there, just a part of it that really spoke to my heart, and I jotted it down. It said, and the road is bright, for Jesus is the light, and I hold his guiding hand. Amen. The road is bright. For one reason, because Jesus is the light. And automatically I begin to remember when the road wasn't so bright. Come on, can I get a testimony? Have you been there? Have you been there? Have you been there trying to solve your own problems? Have you been there worrying and just anxious over every little thing? Have you been there in the midnight hour when you were so sick and you couldn't hold your head up, and it was before you realized that the Lord Jesus is not only the Savior of our soul, but He's also the healer of our body? How many is thankful for the fringe benefits that come along with being a child of God, with being a chosen generation, with being a peculiar, a set-aside person? I don't think we realize sometimes what an honor, what a privilege it is, amen, to know and have a relationship with Jesus Christ. But the road is now bright For Jesus is the light. When the road wasn't bright, you couldn't see, amen, the obstacles. You couldn't see the pitfalls. You couldn't see the dangerous curves. And you couldn't see the things that would obstruct your view. You couldn't see all of those things because you were trying to move and you were trying to live in something that was void of the light of Christ. But now the road is bright. Amen. Listen, the scripture says that we should show forth the praises of Him. Amen. Because we have this wonderful opportunity to walk in the light of Christ, it is an obligation, it is a duty for us to show forth the praises of Him, to know and understand that He has brought us out of that darkness, and to let the world know that He is no respecter of persons. What He's done for you, what He's done for me, He'll gladly do for those, amen, who are engulfed in total darkness today. Can I get really, really poignant with you? Can I get really, really frank with you this morning? Can I ask you, not by a show of hands, but can I ask you, can you open up your heart's door today? And I'm not asking you to be a judge by no means. But can you think of somebody in your environment? Can you think of somebody in your avenue of friends or relatives or loved ones that you know, that you're pretty sure that they're in darkness? They're in darkness. They try to live a happy life. They try to go on, but yet they're engulfed in this darkness. They can't see. They can't understand. They don't desire that walk with the Lord. They don't want the light in their life. We can look around and we can see, we can understand, we can talk to people, we can talk to doctors, we can talk to psychologists, we can talk to those who help the drug addiction people, we can talk to AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, we can talk to so many people in the world today, and it seems like people are moving and operating in total darkness and no reason. No wonder their life is a shambles. No wonder there's not meaning and fulfillment and joy and peace. Because the road is not bright. It's far from it. It's dark. It's lonely. It's destitute. It's full of pitfalls. It's full of turmoil and troubles and trials. You remember it, folks. Do you remember how it was? And let me just kind of share something with you. And a lot of people have a false assumption that when you're saved and born again, that you don't have any more pitfalls or that you don't have any more problems or don't have any more trials. Can I set you straight on that? You'll have just as many, in fact, if not more. But can I tell you where the difference is? Can I really tell you where the difference is? The road is no longer dark. The road is bright. And you see them before you get there. And the Holy Spirit lets you know when there's a bad curve. The Holy Spirit lets you know when there's an obstacle up there. Aren't you thankful, amen, that there's the Holy Spirit that's within you that brightens everything in your life? I've heard people who just recently gave their life to God and talks about the sky even seemed to be bluer. Where does that come from? And the birds even sing a little bit louder in a happier tune. Can I tell you, the environment's the same. Your road has just been brightened. Amen. The light has been turned on in your life. You've been brought out, delivered. Not only brought out, but delivered. I was delivered. How about you? I was delivered from a sin-sick lifestyle. I was delivered, amen, from pain, from agony, from fear. I used to have a fear of going to sleep at night because I was fearful that I would die in my sleep, and I knew that I wasn't ready, but no longer, because that road is bright now. That road is no longer dark and gloomy and sad. I don't face those things anymore. And the only difference is because I let Jesus come into my life. I let Him be the light of my life. Ephesians chapter 5. Verses 8 through 11. Paul knew it well. Paul understood it. He knew there was a transformation. He knew there was an illumination. He knew there was a very different way of life before and after the fact that Jesus Christ comes into our life. Amen. You know, people will notice it as well. People will notice it on you. When they say, oh, I wish I could let things kind of, you know, go by the wayside. I wish things could come kind of fall off my back like you do. How many knows it hadn't always been that way? Come on. Yeah, because we know we have a comforter now. We know we have a helper. I have the promise of the Father says, I won't leave you and I won't forsake you. That is comforting to me to know. In every trial, every situation I have, I know that I'm not going to face it alone. Amen. Isn't that wonderful to know? In Ephesians chapter 5, beginning with verse 8, for ye were sometimes darkness. This spoke to my heart, church. Spoke to my heart. Lets me know that there's hope. Lets me know that you don't have to stay in darkness. Can we preach it today? Can we witness it today? Can we reach out to folks and say, you don't have to live in darkness. You don't have to remain in darkness because of what Jesus did. Amen. You can have the light of life. I was sometimes in darkness myself. I've been where you've been. I've been in the pain. I've been in the misery. But thank God for His wonderful and amazing grace. I'm no longer where I used to be. I'm no longer traveling that road of darkness. That road has been made bright, amen, by the light of Jesus Christ. Ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Amen, you're light in the Lord. You can't hide it. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad of that? Aren't you glad you can't hide it? You're light in the Lord. And it says, because that we're light in the Lord, walk as children of light. Can I tell you, we need to quit stumbling. Amen. Can I tell you, we need to quit wondering which way to go. Amen. I know which way to go. It's where Jesus leads me. Amen. It's not always my way. Amen. It's His way. Amen. What a testimony of faith, Gabe. My goodness, son. What a sacrifice. God will honor that sacrifice. Amen. He'll make a way. Glory to God. When we say, you know what? I'm going to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and all these other things. You know what made that? Because He saw the light. Amen. He said, you know what? There's things in this world that mean more to me. Amen. Than sports. There's things that mean more to me than my occupation. There's things that mean more to me, amen, than my lifestyle. Aren't you glad, amen, that when you walk down the road, that road has suddenly become bright and illuminated by the light of the Holy Spirit? Walk as children of light. That's not a suggestion, by the way. That's a commandment. Walk as the children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Reprove them. Amen. You know, there's a place in this world to reach out and to help folks. But let me give you a warning. Don't let those folks pull you down into what they are, into what they're about. Amen. They'll try to put a guilt trip on you. They'll try to hang a tag of holier than thou on you. And all you got to say, no, no, no. There wasn't anything holy about me. There wasn't anything righteous about me. The only difference between me and you is that I gave my life to Christ. If it wasn't for Christ, I'd be just exactly like you. And you know what? You can be just exactly like those who are born again. You can be a part of the chosen generation. You can become the family of Christ. It's not about what you did. It's all about what He did. It's not about who you are. It's all about who He is. It's not about your sin. It's about His redeeming blood. Hallelujah. He can save you today. Hallelujah. And your road can become bright. and illuminated. No more will you have to stumble around in darkness, unsure, uncertain, in a bad frame of mind, wondering where you're going to spend eternity. Amen. I don't have to wonder that anymore. Hallelujah. And it's not because of a thing in the world that I've done. Don't you understand that? That's what's so wonderful about it. It's because of what he done. And it's because he opened his arms open and invited me to come into the light. Hallelujah. Walk in the light. Reprove darkness. Have no fellowship with the darkness of this world. It's alarming. It's alarming what has been allowed to happen in this world today. This, I don't have to remind you, in the last 15, 20 years, the moral decline, the things that was once just absolutely shunned and forbidden is now pretty much a part of everyday life. Can I tell you that it ain't God that's changed? It's not his statutes that's changed. It's not his holiness that's changed. It's that people have become to enjoy walking in the darkness. You know, this attitude of I can do anything I want to. You know, that's the reason a lot of folks don't like Christianity. Because Christianity, it encourages you to walk in the light. Come on. How many? Listen, let me tell you something. When you're walking in the light, not only can you see, but everybody else can see you. Oh, wait a minute, Brother Eddie. Amen. Not just how you are in church, but how you are every day of your life because you're walking in the light. Nothing is hid. And can I give you another little scoop? Nothing is hid from God either. Amen. Everything is illuminated, but people don't like that. They don't like the restrictions. They don't like the regulations. They don't like the commandments of God. They love the promises. Come on, they love the blessings. Amen. But they don't want to walk in the light and operate in the light as Christ is the light. I want us to also turn to 1 John. This is where the rubber meets the road. 1 John chapter 1 verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light. God is light. Say that with me this morning. God is light. There's so many times, so many analogies, so many associations with light and God and the Spirit of God and Jesus being the light of the world. And there's something that we need to understand to operate in the light and to walk in the light and to know that we are a new creature. And listen to what it says. God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Not just dim, but no darkness at all. Praise God. Hallelujah. That lets me know that as long as I'm walking in him, my troubles ain't near as bad as I thought they were. Come on, I got hope. Glory to God. I got the answer. Hallelujah. Jesus is with me. And then it gets really, really point blank frank. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Why would that man want to pull up beside me and I'm able to get his attention and say, excuse me, sir, your headlights are not on? He said, oh, yes, they are. Excuse me? No, sir, you don't understand. Your headlights are not on. You mind your own business. My lights are on. Who are you to tell me I'm not operating and living in light? But, sir, I'm sorry. They're not shining. Come on. He's got lights. It just ain't shining. Many, many folks think they're fine. Think they're all right. And you know what they say? And there's no justification in this. I'm just as good as you are. Well, I agree, you are. But your light's ain't on. Come on, your light's ain't on. Because Jesus is the light. Amen. And that's the only difference between us and those that are in darkness. Those of you that are born again. Those of you who are saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. Those of you that are living and walking and operating in His precepts. Don't ever think that you're holier or more righteous. Amen. Than those that are in darkness. The only difference is the light is in you. Amen. Have compassion. Have love. Reach down and lift them up. Point them to the light. Don't tell them to continue in darkness. Because I've been there, and somebody had mercy on me. I said, son, you may think your lights are on, but they're not. Things could be so much better in your life. You could see a lot more clearly. You'd be able to see the problems and the issues before they overcome you. You'd have more joy and peace. You see, you've just gotten accustomed to being in the darkness. You've walked in it so long that you don't know there's a better way. There's a better life. Amen. Point them to the light. Point them to the light. Because let me tell you, Christian brother and sister, if we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, hallelujah. I said, but if we walk in the light, not just any light, as He is the light. Oh, I love this. We have fellowship with others who have the light. We have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from most of my sin. I'm sorry? You mean all of it? Every bit of it? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Oh, hallelujah! Somebody ought to get a hold of that. Every sin, every iniquity, every lie, everything you've done has been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Somebody ought to shout glory. Somebody ought to thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Because that was me in total darkness until somebody pointed me to the light. Oh, thank you, Lord, for the light. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the light. Hallelujah. But if we walk in the light, as He is the light, we have fellowship one with another. The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. And the road is bright, for Jesus is the light. And I hold His guiding hand. Isn't that wonderful? And the road is bright. The road is bright. Hallelujah. What a difference it makes. Song says, I have found the way. Aren't you glad you found the way? Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many knows who the way is? Jesus is the way. I have found the way that leads to endless day. Yonder in the glory land. And this is my favorite. And the road is bright, for Jesus is the light. And I hold His guiding hand. I have found the way. I have found the way. Glory, hallelujah. I have found the way. Amen. You know, songs are precious, but sometimes the songs are just good to read, ain't they? Second verse, I will never fear while Jesus is so near. I will bravely meet the foe. Happy songs I'll sing in honor to the King, and to glory onward go. Man, how many's destined for glory? No matter the problems, no matter the situations, onward I go. Hallelujah. Because the road is bright. To the journey's end. I didn't start, amen, to quit. How about you? He brought me too far. There's too much to gain to lose. Song after song after song talks about the perseverance, amen, of the wayward strength, the wayward traveler. Climbing up the hill, he'd overlooked the mountain. Amen. But he knew that that new Jerusalem was very near. And he kept on going. And he kept on going. To the journey's end, led by a faithful friend. Who's holding our hand? Jesus. Hallelujah. Nevermore. Nevermore in sin to roam. By the way called straight, I'll reach the golden gate of the soul's eternal home. Why? Because of His marvelous light. Can you put your hands together for Jesus? His glorious, His wonderful, and marvelous light. Hallelujah. There's no reason we should fall by the wayside as long as we're walking in the light. Amen. As long as we have that light of Jesus in our life. Would you stand this morning? Every head bowed, every eye closed.